Well, Arlen, as we look what's happening in these markets today, downtrade. It seems like a little bit of a regurgitating, as I heard someone put it, looking back at the numbers from the USDA back on Monday. Here we're already 2 days past, but it seems like a lot of talk of losses and one-month lows and beyond that taking place within this grain complex.
Yeah, it really is. We're continuing the liquidation phase, and it's tied to what's happening in the outside markets. As we talked, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been posting losses of over 200 points today. We're seeing the broader commodities sell off. Now, the dollar is pulling back, and that is allowing some money to come into the broader commodity sector and allowing us to come off our lows a little bit in the grain and oilseed markets. But basically, the World Bank downgraded its assessment of the global economy overnight, and that really got traders concerned globally, and that carried into today's session. And then you add on top of that the fact that we've been pulling money out of the broader commodity sector for some time now, but grain and oilseeds have been holding up, being propped up in, kind of in the face of that, going against the tide, and hoping in for a friendly January crop report from USDA, and they didn't get it. And when they didn't get it, it was sell-off time. Corn traders tried to hold on, saying, you know, our fundamentals aren't as bad as soybeans, aren't as bad as wheat, but that lasted for about a day, and then that fell apart as well. We accelerated losses in corn this morning when the Department of Energy released its weekly energy inventory report showing that ethanol stocks posted their largest one-week gain in history. And so with ethanol stocks rapidly building, it's tough to foresee that we're going to be able to sustain the current rate of production, which is near record levels. And so that was another blow to the corn market, and it added to its losses.
What about all the South American weather concerns of some drier areas popping up?
Well, if you look at the rainfall maps for South America, as I've done, below normal precipitation has been the norm for central and northern parts of the corn-soybean belt in Brazil for the past 30 days. But normal is a lot of rain down there. Most areas have had at least 3 to 4 inches of rain over the last 30 days, and it's been fairly well spread out, so it's been able to maintain it. Yeah, that's below normal, but it's been sufficient to maintain crops. They haven't had any excessive heat. However, if this continues, we will start adding some stress, take the gravy off the top of the crop. The question is, will the rains come back with greater intensity? And right now, the forecast models suggest that they will, starting a Wednesday next week. We'll see a more general rainfall, heavier rains from Wednesday to Friday of next week, it looks like, and the models are raising their confidence in that rain event happening. And if that happens, then we should be able to maintain high yield potential. I think when you look at what USDA did, raising the Brazilian soybean production estimate by 1.5 million metric tons in the January report, that's like raising a soybean production estimate for the Midwest in July. USDA doesn't like to do it that early. So the raise at 1.5 million metric tons suggests that they could go up another 2 to 3 million metric tons before we're all said and done. We're already 10-11% above year-ago levels down there. Argentina's looking at a record crop, and it's looking more and more like we're going to see a 4 million acre increase here in the Midwest this year. So until there's a major weather event, it's very hard to justify not having your grain protected.